What happens when constructive feedback and critical comments and hateful comments come from someone you love? That's what we're digging into today. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. My name is Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach over at choosetohaveitall.com, where I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs on living their best life while they run their best business. If you were tuning in yesterday, you caught a quick training that I offered on how to respond to feedback and comments from haters. How do you put yourself out there? How do you weed through the noise? How do you sift through what sort of lessons you need to take away, and what do you need to simply allow to bounce off you and move on with things. I quickly got a letter from a listener, and I really like what she asks here, so we're going to dig in deeper to the conversation today. Here goes. Hey, Heather, good timing on your episode about accepting feedback. Admittedly, I've listened to it twice now, but I still don't have resolution to something really painful for me to talk about. I recently posted about my business goals on my personal Facebook page. My mom commented on it, asking me if I was at all worried that I was tramping myself about. I've been wrecked by your words, Heather, and I haven't really worked on my business since. I tried to listen to your show for things I could do and just couldn't connect because the feedback came harshly and it came from a family member. I can't get out of the slump. I can't get out of my own way. It's been over a month. I'd appreciate any ideas or feedback you might have. Thanks. This one kind of hits you in the gut, doesn't it? A comment like tramping yourself about really is going to sting, and it really is going to burn. And I'm really glad that you reached out, and I do have some things to say. So stay tuned. I've got your back next. Hi, and we're back. I really hope you're showing yourself some compassion in this time, and that in the past month, you haven't used your mom's comment as permission to beat yourself up for dreams or goals that you have. I hope you haven't considered whether or not she has a point in that. I really hope you haven't internalized this one moment as proof positive that you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. Anytime someone comes at us with harshly worded and harshly phrased feedback, it's simply going to punch us in the gut, especially when it comes from someone we love, we care about, and who, quite frankly, we expect support and understanding from. Your mom's comment, the first question I have about it here is, did it come out of left field? Is this the way she normally talks? Is this the sort of a foundation in your relationship that's been a constant and has been all along? Is she known for coming to quick judgments and kind of being a little bullheaded and direct in her commentary? Or has this really come out of left field for you? One of the phrases that I kind of live and die by is, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. Maya Angelou gets credit for that one, and Oprah has certainly made it famous herself. But when you think about that, the first question I have is, who is your mom? Is she someone who does sort of say these quick, hateful, harsh criticism things without really thinking about it? Is this who you've known her to be? Because if you're reacting to something that's pretty consistent for her to do, as if it's just taken the rug out from under you, there's a little bit of a disconnect. Because if she's not known for supporting you, and she's not known for having your back, and then suddenly she comes up with this comment, that comment says way more about your mom than it says about you. It says way more about who she is and how she moves through the world than it says anything about your business, what you're working on, or the goals you have for yourself. So before you react personally, before you allow this thing to absorb any further, you've been sitting on it for a month. I know you've already absorbed it. But before you let it go deeper and instill changes in your behavior anymore, I want you to really ask yourself, is this typical of my mom? Now, if the answer to that is yes, I think you can kind of see where I'm going with this, right? That like she hasn't acted any different. This is your mom being your mom, and this is a longer episode, and maybe you'd want to call in and we can hash it out. But if your mom's being your mom, then that's what this is, and you can't take it any more seriously just because this is something you feel so personally intensive about. You're gonna have to come up with a way of responding and coping with that criticism in such a way that helps you sort of disconnect from it, not absorb it, and not feel it. That's always going to be step one, especially when people have a habit of being toxic. That's on some level, that's its own episode. That's not really, about accepting feedback or dealing with haters. That's how to deal with a toxic person. So that, think about that for a second and just see if perhaps you need a little bit of a reframe. Now, if you're caught off guard by the comment, because it's not anything like your mom would say, then I want you to think about her choice of words and her question. And I want you to sort of ask yourself if you've talked to her about it since. Does she know that you found it so hurtful? Does she know that it really has just been a punch in your gut and that it stopped you from moving? Have you talked about it since? Because the first thing in responding or in thinking about responding is you want to get clear and communicate transparently. And I've got some script ideas for how to get started. So just stay tuned and we're going to get to that next. Here's the thing. If your mom has no idea that her comment hurt you as deeply as it has, I really do think it's important for her to know this because sometimes people really do speak off the cuff and they have no idea the damage they've done. Maybe she doesn't understand building a business online. Maybe she doesn't understand the power of words on social media. Maybe she misread or misinterpreted your intention in your posting. So a good way to talk about it, if you haven't already, or to go back to it, would be to say, "Hey, mom, I know we talked about this a month ago," or "I know you made this comment a month ago and I didn't say anything, but I think we need to go back to it because I'm still thinking about it." And I would tell her really clearly, really sort of transparently, "Mom, your comment really hurt my feelings. And I have found it hard to move without your support and without feeling like you have my back. I don't know if you know that, but I wanted to make sure that you did." And give your mom an opportunity to just explain herself, to open the door to communication, to clarify a misunderstanding, to tell you what it was that she really intended, and maybe just smooth things over. Now, if your mom gets defensive and says, "Well, honey, if you can't handle my opinion, how do you think you're going to be able to handle the opinions of everyone out there on the internet?" Or she really does believe in our comment, I think it's okay to say, "Mom, you and I are going to have to disagree on this, but I need you to know that that comment really hurt me." And then I would take a moment to try to explain yourself. And I would take this time to say, "Mom, I know you don't understand what I'm working on. You may be unfamiliar with this idea of an online business. You might be worried about me and wishing I just took a traditional, more safer path for myself. But I gotta tell you, I'm working really hard on building a dream. And I want you with me. I want to be able to talk to you about it. But if I don't feel like you have my back, if I don't feel like you really understand or care about the things I'm working on, I'm not going to share this part of my life with you. And that might change our relationship." And you want your mom to know that boundary. Because the reality is if your mom has shown you who she is, that she's not going to support this idea of yours, that she doesn't have your back, unfortunately, and as scary and as intimidating as this is, that's actually not a reason to stop running your business. You're going to ultimately have to decide for yourself, like, what does your life look like and how do you move through the world if your mom doesn't support what it is you're due? And you're going to have to come to some reconciliation with that for yourself. But that's not a reason to stop. Because wherever you go, people aren't going to understand what you do. And some people aren't going to care about what you do. And there are going to be a ton of opinions about what you do. And that is just the reality of what happens when we put ourselves out there. Now, you can think about it going forward about who you want to be and how you want to move through the world. And if you really, want to continue doing it publicly on Facebook, if you need to set yourself up for success differently, but to stop posting altogether, to stop working on your business altogether, like that's you failing to stand up for yourself. And yes, we all want every, like the people we love and our family members, we want them to have our back. We want them to have our support. But where we often go wrong is it's not a requirement for business. It's not a requirement for the next step. Now, the next thing to think about is any time we choose an alternative path in life, any time we go against the grain, find a new idea, we're gonna face questions, we're gonna face doubts, and we're gonna face a lack of understanding. And if we can work on taking that less personally, if we can work on being less reactive to the questions, the doubts, and the criticism, and get more prepared and more clear on how we can explain ourselves, our goals, and what we're working on to the people that we love, the more we can engage in dialogue and get their feedback and ask their opinions, the more people are going to be included in our journey and in our path. Sometimes people react harshly to things they don't understand because they feel threatened. They feel and see and experience that you're somehow going to be taken away from them, that things are going to change rapidly. The other day, my husband made like a comment under his breath about my new business, and it kind of came across as cutting and catty and sarcastic, and I couldn't quite figure it out. And I went back to him and he said, "Well, next week you're talking at your first live event." And I was, yeah, and I am. I have a live event that I'm speaking at next week. And I was like, "Yeah, absolutely." And I was like, "What's that have to do with what we're talking about now?" And what he said is he's like, "Well, we know this isn't going to be the only live event. We know this isn't going to be your last live event. You know, how many of these things are you going to be doing? How often are you going to be called from home?" And suddenly it was a question of, hey, your business is getting bigger. Hey, you're doing this new thing. And when you were in a brick and mortar private practice, you were never more than 20 minutes from home. And now you're a flight from home. And what does this mean for you? And what does this mean for us? And what's going to happen next? And we were able to have that open, honest conversation around boundaries, around how we'll talk about it when new opportunities come. And when new things pass by, but that I wasn't just going to go off and say yes to everything without including him. But that comment of cattiness and sarcasm, when we unpacked it a little bit, was more about our relationship. And if we can be open to unpacking the mean comments, if we can show some resilience and perseverance, curiosity, and openness, then we're going to be more able to better connect with our loved ones and the people we care about going forward. Now, if you've offered open dialogue, if you've offered opportunities to discuss things further, and you are still met with judgment, a lack of understanding, an unwillingness to receive support, then you have a choice in front of you. I hope you don't choose to walk away from your business, your goals, your dreams, or the things you're working on. I hope you choose instead to consider the boundaries that need to get placed with people who don't have your back, who show you who they are. Because the reality is any path you choose, people could have judgment for. You could stay in the same job for 10 or 15 years, and people will have an opinion about the fact that you stayed in the same job for 10 or 15 years. There's no escaping judgment. There's no escaping criticism. Again, how I said it yesterday is we get to decide who we're going to be and how we move through the world in response to that. And I hope as you do this that you keep choosing you. You keep choosing your dreams and your goals, but that you also don't write off this relationship with your mom, or for any listeners listening in, you can substitute the relationship in question for you, because I know this is a big one. I know that when we're dreaming big, we sometimes have to have hard conversations and relationships. And I really do believe that with calm intention and openness to dialogue and a willingness to talk things through, that we can have both. We can have healthy relationships and rewarding friendships, and we can have the business goals and the professional goals and the life goals we want for ourselves. I really enjoyed talking to you today. I hope this clarifies things from yesterday. If any of you are still stuck or unsure about where to go next in meandering your way through feedback and how to take the next steps in conversation, certainly find me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com or find me over at Facebook. I have a group by the same name. Choose to Have It All, and I would love to have you there. Let me know, too, that you found me through the podcast. Thanks so much. If you found this helpful, do consider leaving a review for me on iTunes, and do subscribe. I'm landing in your podcast app Monday through Friday these days, and I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Thanks so much, and have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.